WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
Get us going to waste. Oh, do, please do something. I got a park and a bench in the park, I know. There's a moon in the sky, here are you, here am I, let's go. Well, I ain't
something.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and Internet radio stations including Streama, Simple Radio, TuneIn, Radio Garden, and more, all as listed at slbradio.org. Kelly.com/radio. Today, Kelly Protho will share reflections on her relationship with the Hill District. She joins us at 8 o'clock. Jacob Lambert at 8:20 will talk about the Gardner Winter Music Festival, now in its 35th year, providing Appalachian music lovers a place to play, listen, dance, and learn in the cold dark of winter in Morgantown, West Virginia. Between 10 and 11, we have a youth chamber music trio, as well as members of a Youth Action Climate Summit as part of our Youth Express Hour. And at 11 o'clock, music and conversation with singer-songwriter Distel Fink. All that, plus puzzles, games, and good cheer. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Just going over home. I'm going there to see my mama. She said she'd meet me when I come. Well, I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home.
Tony Rice, from his Cold on the Shoulder album, released back in 1984. And Wayfaring Strangers, Wayfaring Stranger. Depending on where you are this morning, you may see a little bit of snow coming down and on the roads. Our roads were not too slippery, but there was kind of a crystalline snow coming down as we woke up this morning. And it may surprise you if you have to get somewhere quickly. You might want to take that into account.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Feed the Beast, the Tuskegee Experiment on the unethical treatment of five unknowing participants in this secret study. Feed the Beast runs from February 13th through February 23rd at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details available at newhorizontheater.org.
It is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz notes that there are five common words in the English language that are five letters long and start with H and end in T. Heart is one of them, H-E-A-R-T. Five letters in length, starting with H and ending in T. Can you come up with the other four? It's as simple as that. That's our pop quiz. Can you come up with the four other words, five letters long, that begin with H and end with T? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. to play along. Good luck. Here's hoping we can help you earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. As you solve our pop quiz, here's a little inspiration.
Heart of my heart, I love that melody.
Hard times.
Heart of my heart, what brings back memory.
Again.
When we were kids on the corner of the street, we were rough and ready guys, but oh how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart, met friends were dearer then. Too bad we had to part. I know a tear would glisten if once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of my heart.
I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know. In the heart of the country, heart of the country, where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow.
John Pizzarelli interpreting Paul McCartney here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Part of the country is from the Ram album. And Heart of My Heart was done by a group called Southern Jazz. We're in the midst of our pop quiz this morning. We are looking for five-letter words that start with H and end with T, except for heart. Heart is an example. Sue in South Park got the correct answer. She got the four that we were looking for and added height, H-I-G-H-T. An archaic alternate spelling for height, H-E-I-G-H-T. Jeff in Squirrel Hill got one of the four, getting all of the four. Mark. Well done, Mark. Kathy and Tyonessa got the four we were looking for, as well as Hurst and Horst. Jim in Crafton Heights got all that we were looking for, plus hasn't, H-A-S-N apostrophe T. We'll take that. And I'll mention the common ones that we were looking for in a moment. Jim in Blackridge has the four that we were seeking. And Linda in Collier has the same four. There's more coming in as we speak. A busy day with all of these answers coming in. Russ just wrote, yesterday, he adds H-A-U-L-T. H-A-U-L-T. I wonder if that's a variation on halt. Nope, it's a word that could mean lofty or proud. Considered obsolete. And then he had the four that we were looking for. And three out of the four got them by Mark and Slippery Rock. And then he also mentioned haint, H-A-I-N-T, a dialectal term that refers to a ghost or evil spirit. Ricky's nodding her head. None in the South, perhaps. And haint is a variation of haunt. And a haunt is one of the common ones we were looking for. The other common ones, hoist, heist, and habit. So heart, hoist, heist, haunt, and habit are the ones we were looking for. Tom and McCandless had all of those, and he added Hemat, which he says is Indonesian for economical. And just for fun, he added John Hyatt, the musician, Gustav Holst, the composer, and Fanny Hurst, the novelist. And Rich in Freeport also got all five of them. And the Saturday Light Brigade Charge. If you came up with the correct answer, let's make sure you hear that. Haint blue is a blue-green color said to protect against the haints, the ghost-like spirits. One sees this even now and then around Charleston, South Carolina. Good to know. And that comes from Mark. Thank you very much for sharing. And thank you for working this morning on our pop quiz. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Redenbacher Company could have made that into a great jingle, right? Popcorn, popped corn, popcorn, popped corn. Might have been fun. Robert Earl Keane there with Hot Corn, Cold Corn. There are a lot of parodies to that song. Good morning to Bruce and Ingram. probably knows hot corn, cold corn. Get yourself a portage, John. I think that's how that version starts, at least. We won't let it go on too much longer.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile format that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including February's romance guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Good morning to Cal playing along on Facebook. He came up with the correct answer to our pop quiz. From our last half hour, a program note, Ricky and I are taking a week off, so we will not be here next week. Rest assured, we have a classic episode of the Saturday Light Brigade that will air in our place. We'll miss being here live in the studio with you, but it should be a great program nonetheless. We'll be back as usual on March 1st. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for you to try to solve this morning's history riddle. He was born in Montgomery, Alabama in 1917 and died of lung cancer on February 15th, 1965. Despite his relatively short life, Hits Like It's Only a Paper Moon and Pretend made his career thrive. He was the first black musician to have his own radio program and TV show, although racial bigotry brought a quick end to the latter. His namesake daughter recorded a posthumous duet with him in 1991 that became a hot-selling platter. Do you think you might know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
He was born in Montgomery, Alabama in 1917 and died of lung cancer on February 15th, 1965. Despite his relatively short life, Hits Like It's Only a Paper Moon and Pretend made his career thrive. He was the first black musician to have his own radio program and TV show, although racial bigotry brought a quick end to the latter. His namesake daughter recorded a posthumous duet with him in 1991 that became a hot-selling platter. Join us on or off the air, 412-200-5975. Good luck. That's this morning's history riddle.
Brushed a tear away with a sigh. must not let it be this long. Like the old refrain from an old, old song. Remember old friends we've made along the way. The gifts they've given stay with us every day. Looking back, it makes me wonder where we're going, how long we'll stay. I know the road brings rain and thunder, but for the journey, what will we pay?
As I went down in the
The Saturday Light Brigade, there you've got Alison Krauss, Down to the River to Pray. And Mary McCaslin did Old Friends. Prior to that, we're in the midst of solving today's history riddle, and we are going to go right to the phones. And I believe I've got Dust Bowl here. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How's the weather in Warren?
Right now, it's pretty calm. We're expecting, I think, some rain, going to snow, going to the rain, going back to snow again. It's kind of weird. Sunday's going to be a rough one, too, with a lot of wind over here. But, yeah.
I was a little surprised at the snow falling today. Not a huge amount, just a pretty steady snowfall as we left the house. It probably won't amount to much accumulation at all. You figured this out very quickly. Who did you come up with?
Nat King Cole. I think they called him Black Velvet, didn't they?
Boy, I don't remember. It could very well be. I don't remember that. He was absolutely amazing as an artist, starting at a very young age. I'm looking that up now to see if that nickname was used. It makes sense, because just a smoother voice, as smooth as just about anybody. And I'm not seeing that here. You might be thinking of the Velvet Fog, too. Do you know who that was, the Velvet Fog?
That was, I think of his name, but
Mel Torme was called
Torme, right.
The Velvet Fog. But indeed, Nat King Cole passed away 60 years ago. Today, he was only 45, dying from lung cancer. On today's date. So many hits. He began primarily as a pianist and started singing, and his singing career really took off. I'm looking. Black Velvet is a cocktail and a song, and the song the song has I can't tell what the car is, but it's a car you would like. At least it's pictured in the lyrics to this song I just looked up. Do you remember any of his well-known songs?
I can't come up with the names at this hour of the morning. I'd like the duet him and his daughter did.
Yes.
Posthumously after he passed away. It was a wonderful rendition.
Yeah, that was unforgettable, the name of that one. And here's an interesting, there's lots to love about Nat King Cole, but an interesting fact about him. In 2022, his recording of the Christmas song, you know, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, broke the world record for the longest journey to the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. It had peaked at number 9 back in 1960, but it didn't make it into... it peaked at number 9 in 2022. It hit the charts in 1960, but it was not in the upper tier of the charts. So it took 62 years for it to make it to the top 10.
Jeez.
The That's almost like one for the people that keep baseball statistics. But he did Pretend, Rambling Rose, among other songs. Straighten Up and Fly Right, which he based on a sermon he heard his dad give. His dad was a preacher. So just a great, great singer and piano player, too. So well done, A Charge to You. And
I got to tell you what we did on Thursday night. We went, we have the W.D. Packard Band, which is an endowment from the Packard Foundation.
Mm.
And it's a full orchestra. Well, they had a smaller version. They call it the Big Band Sound, which is basically a lot of brass instruments in it. And they have a free concert, dance hall at the Packard Music Hall. You go in there and they play for 2 hours and you get to dance as much as you want. He plays varieties of music and stuff like that. So it's the musicians are all either current music teachers or retired music teachers. They're all accomplished musicians. So it's a nice event they have here in Warren.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And it sounds like you were dancing the night away.
I danced enough to make myself sore the next day. Yeah.
Well, that means you had a good time. You get a day of rest.
Then they got one coming up, and they have a high school jazz band concert they have at the Packard Music Hall April 11th. They'll have like three different high schools come in there and show their wares on the stage at the Packard Music Hall. So it's a neat event, too, and see the kids play the good music there, too.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, I'm glad you made it, and it's amazing how sore one can feel the day after, especially even the day after the day after. So thanks, yeah. Thanks so much, Dust Bowl. We're going to go to Susie next, who should be here. Are you there, Susie?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Happy February 15th, 2025 to you. And you knew who this was right away. Who is it?
Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole indeed is correct. Did something give it away to you?
I was pretty close, but then Unforgettable just tipped it off the edge.
Yeah, just
I know that one.
Just a beautiful song. I always like to pretend you're happy when you're blue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was looking up his songs while you're talking to Dust Bowl. And the one that I really remember was Mona Lisa.
Mm, yes.
That's one that I really remember from him. I mean, I wouldn't say that I knew it was his, but it, you know, once I looked it up, I was like, oh, yeah, I really like that song.
You know, I usually think of Mona Lisa. I don't associate that with him as much as I should because he had a hit with it. Don McLean has done that song. A few others have done sort of a rockabilly version of it. But that song really belongs
really
to
nice.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice one.
And then they tried to tell us we're too young. There were a lot. and in a minute, I'm going to play one of his earlier songs that goes back more to the early part of his career. And we'll see if we can get a bit of Unforgettable in there as well. I know you're in Alexandria, which means you're in the midst of a lot of chaos.
Oh my gosh.
Throughout the week, I hope things are as well as they possibly can be. You probably know a lot of people affected.
I do. You know, and we just had our library director came around for a, you know, every month he goes to a different branch because we're 26 branches. So he, you know, it takes a while to get around to us. You know, he said, you know, there's some funding that will get affected if, you know, things go through. And, you know, it's not my department, but, you know, it will affect people that I know. And, you know, and they're just, you know, he's a real, he's very good at, what is the word, schmoozing.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I hope if anyone, if he ever hears this, that he knows that it's a compliment. But he, you know, he's very, you know, he's always benefiting us by talking to the mayor and being close to the mayor's office, and advocating. You know, he's really a good advocate for us, and that's just so important right now. I mean, it's always important, but right now it's just so, so important because, you know, libraries are one of the things that are not liked by the current administration.
No, libraries, they're one of the things I consider an equalizer. They bring us all together. They're used by everyone on an equal footing, and they really matter. So there's lots, we call it future tripping. Sometimes here we'll start to talk about what if we have to do this project and this project and this project all at the same time, and then we have to do this and that, and it's like our minds can think up, you know, scenarios that sometimes are far worse than what could actually happen. So we just need to pretty much take things one step at a time.
Yeah, and people here are very, you know, I mean, the word resilient, I think, is overused sometimes, but there's so much in this area. I mean, you know, there are full concerts that are just canceling themselves because of what he did with the Kennedy Center.
Right.
Like, sold-out concerts. And they're like, I'm sorry, I'm not, you know, performing my sold out concert anymore.
Yeah, and you're immersed in that. It's very hard when you live in the area to escape any of that.
But people are just like on, you know, on Threads or on Twitter. Well, mostly Threads. I mean, you know, it's so interesting where, you know, where the pockets of, you know, social media have moved to now. But, you know, well, you know, if you don't want to give money to the Kennedy Center, here are a million other places you can give money to. You know, because this area is so rich.
Yes. Well, one step at a time. And
Yes.
I'm glad we didn't. We should make sure you get your charge, too. I almost forgot.
I'm meeting today with a young woman who is part of, we're called the Joy Menace Society. And there's a young woman on Instagram and all the other socials who calls herself Bad Cross Stitch. And she's sort of, you know, got us all organized, you know, and she wrote a book called something like Let's Move the Needle, which is all about craftism, which is like activism using craft. And she's like, it has to be published before the election because Trump's going to win. And she has us all, you know, like introducing ourselves to each other. And she's like, if you have someone local, go meet them. And so I'm meeting this young woman for coffee today. So,
well, how nice. And you've never met this person face to face before?
No, no. Yeah.
We have a woman here in Pittsburgh, actually, somebody who I know her and her husband, Suzanne Volpe, who is a scarf bomber. She and a bunch of other people knit scarves, and they leave them all throughout the city in places where people can find them if they need a scarf. Fun. And she's been doing this for years and years and years. And I think she's gotten some national attention occasionally, but it's fun to watch what she does. So
that's very cool.
A charge to
sounds
you?
Like that's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to keep people connected, too. Thanks, Susie. Hope it is a good day. I can't believe we're at the top of the hour already. Things are going quickly. Lois in Gibsonia came up with the correct answer, too. And I've got a whole bunch of other people to acknowledge. Mike and Mars, and also Mark came up with the correct answer. And Irwin, Mark remembers his photo on an album that he and his family had in the 60s. Nat King Cole, that is. Marge in Whitehall. Good morning, Marge. She has the right answer. John and Carrick got it. Bruce and Ingram is awake. Patrick and got it. Patrick in South Park got the correct answer. A correct answer also from Stu and McCandless. I'll check his birth year. Stu thinks the birth year might have been wrong. I thought I double-checked that, but I'll take a look. Tommy in Virginia got it and mentioned the duet of Natalie Cole and Dad Nat King Cole was unforgettable. A correct answer also from Tom in McCandless and Bub in Freedom. Barb in Oakmont. Good morning, Barb. And John in Economy Borough. Kathy in Tyonesta. Mark in Slippery Rock. And also Rich in Freeport. All coming up. Whew. With Nat King Cole. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Here we are together, and we're in the mood to swing. First, I'd like to tell you about the rhythm that we bring. Now on my right flank is a guy who plays a mad guitar, and when he takes a solo flight, he shoots up to a star. Now on my left flank is a boy who plays a mighty bass, and when he takes a solo jack, his rhythm rocks the place. Tell the people who we think is really tops. Now in this corner sits a guy who plays a gob of keys. Just hold on, relax yourself and listen if you please. Thank you, gents. You knock me out. Your praise of me is high. Now come on, let's combine this jive and let the rhythm fly. Specialty. We always try to please a bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. Hear this rockin' rhapsody, your head caps ABCs. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. If you're out for mellow evening, we will be around. I want some robin, knock that stopping, bust your cock and lay it down. Dig this solid 2D groove and swingin' it out with ease. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little